Show Madness. Shout out Keith Murray. Turn me up wherever you at. I'm in my crates.
Y'all mythological. It's comical. The astronomical is coming through like the flu bombing you. And embalming in your crew too. With the musical, mystical, magical. You know how I do. Word attack skills and vocabulary too. Coming hits in the distance. It's all brand new. It's through. I'm interplanetary and like Doctor Who. So who? Wanna get chipped on, word is bone. I'm getting rounds to the AM vote just wrong. Now Quincy, but I'm back on the block and not selling crack. I'm coming in with the fat, fuck flows and tracks. So what you saying, black? Yeah. With all that yakety yak. My artifacts can't be beat with bats. I'm saying, I eat everything up on the menu and bend you and send you swaying to be continued. The most beautifulest thing in this world is just like that. I get it. The most beautifulest thing in this world is just like that. The most beautifulest thing in this world is just like that.
I get it.
The most beautifulest thing in this world is just like that. Spurring a moment, opponents are suspects. Caught up in the resuscitation, rain and the text. Mix, I speak my concepts, freak. The itch me, sun sheet, funk figures of speech. That I in the open, I'm open, hoping, scoping, waiting for the next open on and break them down like an organic compound. That's the way of the world as the earth goes round. Now, how the you sound?
I represent back on Let's Stay Radio like Network. Sirius XM 141. I'm reading this. This used to be one of my favorite websites back in the day, profootballtalk.com. The Cincinnati Bengals have contract issues on the field and off. Their lease at Paycor Stadium will expire on June 30th in 2026, so next summer. Unless they exercise an option to extend it by 2 years on or before June 30th, 2025. So they have a couple of months to get it together and extend a few years. If not, they don't have a place to play come 2026. Team executive VP Katie Blackburn was asked about the status of the lease during the recent league meetings. We play it day by day like everything else. We just continue to have discussions, see where things are, and then have to make decisions at the appropriate time, Blackburn said. If the decision is made not to exercise the extension, the Bengals will essentially become geographic free agents after the upcoming season. So I'm going to put a pin in that there. I personally identify as an Ohioan. I know I've talked about places I've lived. I spent a lot of time living in Seattle. I lived in Phoenix. So I spent a lot of time on the West Coast. I lived in the Baltimore, Washington area as a kid. But I refer to myself as an Ohioan. Now, I'm not going back because it's 7 degrees of 30 years. So I'm not going back to Ohio. Never. Under any circumstances will I ever live in Ohio again. But I spent a lot of my teenage years and young adult years in Columbus, Ohio, particularly Westerville, Ohio. So I'm a Buckeyes fan. And Ohio's an interesting city because Cleveland is a lot. It has a vibe. It's very similar to some of the things you see on the East Coast, like Philadelphia, really not New York City, but Philly, Baltimore. Cleveland reminds me a lot of those places. Buffalo. It's very cold. It's very East Coast. The way people talk, the way people dress. Columbus is a straight up Midwestern city. Columbus is like, when we moved to Columbus in 89, Columbus still had, you could see the Columbus city skyline from farms. Like there is a cow town. It was literally a cow town. I had never been on a hayride because I grew up living in Maryland in Baltimore. And the first time we went on a hayride, that was like a Saturday night activity at my school. It was a hayride. I was like, what the bleep is a hayride? So Columbus is very Midwest. It's gone tech. And really, Ohio State has just proliferated. Ohio State's like its own city within Columbus. But Columbus is a very nice, quiet, suburban Midwestern city. And then Cincinnati is the South. Cincinnati is a lot like Memphis. Cincinnati is a lot like some parts of Atlanta. Cincinnati is a lot like Cashville. You got dudes with grills. You got dudes driving L-Dogs. you know, El Dorado Cadillacs with the Daytons. Like, that's what Cincinnati is. So Ohio, I just want to set that up because Ohio is a very interesting state. Cincinnati, and this is where I'm going with the take. If I had a team, if I woke up tomorrow, it was like Brewster's Millions, Richard Pryor on Brewster's Millions, and I had all of this money all of a sudden, and I owned the Cincinnati Bengals, and I had a choice to sign up to be right on the Ohio River with a franchise that's never won a Super Bowl, a franchise in a city that's a shrinking city, a franchise that really doesn't have any clout, doesn't have any cachet, and I could move that franchise the bleep out of there, I would really give that consideration. Now, Vegas has a team now, so when Vegas didn't have a team, I think that Vegas was the destination city. But there are a lot of places where I feel like you could move that particular franchise. So I wanted to say that with a caveat before I finished the article. We could, I guess, go whenever we wanted to after this year if we didn't pick the option up. So, you know, we will see. Like I said, all these things will be done in due course. We're having discussions, and so we're hopeful that the county is thinking about it also and wants to get it addressed in a way that would be beneficial to both of us. Per PFT, those are, quote, powerful loaded comments and imply that the Bengals could leave Cincinnati as soon as next year. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up, like I said, I'm an Ohio kid. I know how devastating it would be to a lot of my friends that grew up. I think that Columbus is more Bengals country than Browns country. So a lot of my friends growing up had Icky Woods posters on their wall. You know, back in the day, remember Sports Illustrated? If you're my age, they used to have these posters. It's before everything was digitized. You had posters of people in your room. I didn't have an Icky Woods poster. I had a Jerry Rice poster in my room. I had a Sean Kemp where he's flying through the air dunking in Seattle poster in my room. And those are the things you had. You know, if you're a boy growing up, you had all of these posters. Then if you're me and you discovered Jet Magazine, your mind went completely left. But it's very interesting. The concept is about the Bengals moving. Now, I don't know where they move. I don't know if they moved to Portland. I don't know if they moved to Austin, Texas. I don't know if they moved to San Antonio. I don't know if they moved to Orlando. I don't know where they would move. But this is my point. And I've been discussing this over and over and over again. Don't you think that in sports that there's oversaturation? If the Cincinnati Bengals disappeared, would anybody other than Joe Burrow's grandmother and immediate family, would anybody care? Maybe Ocho Cinco? You know, he'd be pretty pissed off with his podcast with Shannon Sharp. But I think that there are too many teams in general in sports. I think that that's what's going wrong with sports right now. There are too many teams. It's oversaturated. There's too much dreck. Do we really need the Cincinnati Bengals? Do we really need the Jacksonville Jaguars? Up until now, do we really need the Detroit Lions? Do those franchises make the NFL better? Yeah, you could move them to Honolulu. You could move the Bengals to San Diego. They need a team. You call them the San Diego Bengals. You could move teams around, but that's kind of like painting an old rickety house that really needs to be demolished. That's putting lipstick on a pig. I think that there are a lot of franchises that need to be contracted, and I think that the Bengals are one of those franchises. Why not just not have them anymore? Why not just end this nightmare of the Jacksonville Jaguars? Why not contract? Why do we need the Kansas City Royals? What do the Kansas City Royals bring to the table at all? Why do we need the Tampa Bay Rays? It's just a farm team for the Yankees. Hell, my Orioles can barely keep up. Other than Camden Yards, I don't know what the Baltimore Orioles have contributed to the sports lexicon in the last 25 years. We're talking Cal Ripken, Rafael Palmeiroy. Duh. There's so many franchises in sports, and now that college with NIL, college sports is proliferating, you have teams that it's not just Ohio State, it's not just Georgia, it's not just Alabama. Now with the playoff, you have 12 teams every year. It's going to ultimately, there'll probably be 16 teams in the playoffs next few years. Does anyone care if the Orlando Magic exist? Does anyone care if my Columbus Blue Jackets exist? I know we had a team in Phoenix. We had the Coyotes that they moved to Utah. That's pretty bad when you have a team in Phoenix Metro that's like, it sucks here. We're going to move to Salt Lake City. So we think we're going to have more fans. If the Utah Jazz went away, would anyone care? Would anyone notice? I just think that we need to have less teams. Less is more. In English Premier League, they have a fixed amount of teams. And if you suck, they send you down to the minor league. I just think that that's a good idea. So I'm looking at Cincinnati Bengals moving. I assume it's going to happen. They're going to move to Northern Kentucky or build a stadium out there. Nobody lives in Cincinnati anymore. Cincinnati's a dump. I'm just going to keep it a buck. Cincinnati is a dangerous place, bro. Like I used to, when I was at Miami University, I used to intern downtown and dudes was getting it in. People was putting in the work. They had mobs of people that was thrillers, dillers, and killers down in Cincinnati, especially down where that stadium is, or Pete Rose Way. Balls get clapped down there straight up. But I think that they should not just leave Cincinnati. They should leave Earth. HR Voices.
Yo, now you know the path I'm on. You think you're strong? See if you can travel on. Cause only the weak will try to speak. Those who are quiet will always cause riots. There's three types of people in the world. Those who don't know what happened, those who wonder what happened, and people like us from the streets that make things happen.
You're listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Begin searching for ways to not only feed, not only bridge the access to food, but how can we fight disease? Quite naturally, that required, it was a must that we figure out how to get fresh produce, crisp greens, leafy greens, and fruits and herbs and vegetables directly to the front door of those families that needed it the most. And so we finally come out with a solution. And we call that Full Cart Fresh. We have teamed up with some of the greatest people in America, our American farmers. And through working with a collaborative of farmers across multiple states, we have created Full Cart Fresh. So imagine this, you're at a farm, the produce is picked and prepared, and it's boxed in a Full Cart Fresh box at the farm. And then through our shipping and logistics program, we ship directly from the farm, directly to the front door of the most vulnerable families in America. We have got families and seniors and children around the country who are hungry and as well as hungry, are really managing and coping with serious illnesses and diseases. So come along, help us. Help feeding children everywhere through our Full Cart program and the launch of our new Full Cart Fresh. Help those families in need.
He's the paragon of sports talk excellence, the Heisenberg of broadcast radio, the Wolf of Wall Street. You are listening to James Lewis III, host of the Lance J Radio Network. James Lewis.
Is this weed?
What?
You got a prescription for this?
Yeah.
Where is it? Where is it?
Where?
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
That's not my cigarette, man.
This cigarette weed.
Well, it looks like a cigarette.
You better have glaucoma.
I do.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.